talk to your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey, welcome to Thursday's show. Let me say to everybody in the studio, good morning, studio.
Morning.
Let's go over to Courtney in Missouri, who's sitting there waiting. Hey, Courtney.
Hey.
It's your friend Bobby. What's going on?
Not a lot. I just was calling for some callers, really, to say hello.
Are you chopping out or are you losing your breath? You there?
Oh, no, sorry. I'm just...
Are you in your morning run?
Well, I just ran up a bunch of stairs, yes.
Ah, see? I thought so. You guys thought I was being rude. Okay, take a breath. You got plenty of time. Take a breath.
Okay, sorry.
You're good.
Okay, I'm good.
Now let me bring on Courtney in Missouri, everybody. There she is.
Yeah.
Hey, Courtney, what's up?
Hey, guys.
You're on the air.
Well, I just wanted to tell you how amazing your show is and how much me and my boyfriend Caleb love it. I'm just so excited I got through to you because we listen to your show every single night while we're cooking dinner and have conversations and stuff about it.
Well, you turn the show on during dinner.
Yeah, we do it while we're cooking. We listen to it while we're cooking because we can't listen to it together in the morning. And so that way we can have conversations about it at night. And so that's how we do it. We're actually spending the night apart tonight, so he's going to hear this and not know.
Hey, so let me ask you this. What is your favorite segment that we do, maybe a recurring segment or once a month, or that you guys like to hear so you can talk about?
We like the mailbag, and then we love like the Amy vs. Lunchbox because we do those too.
That's good. I like that one too.
We just love everything about the show.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. I think maybe what we can do today, let's do Raymundo Demands an Answer. These are calls and emails that Raymundo has gathered, and he demands an answer. Have you heard Raymundo Demands an Answer yet? Have you heard that segment, Courtney?
Yes.
Okay. So
yes, I have.
Because of you, we're going to do that segment, okay?
Okay, awesome.
Because back in the day, radio stations used to take requests. Now, I don't even know what happens. You look at Twitter.
Yeah.
I mean, you can look on the internet, see who's thumbs up and get thumbs downing. Like, that's as good as, like, research. But now we'll take requests on segments. So, okay, you hang out. Courtney, thank you. Tell your boyfriend we said hello. And we'll talk to you soon, and we'll do a segment for you next hour, okay?
Oh, my God, okay. Thank you so much, Bobby.
All right, see you later. And there she is. Mm-hmm. Hey, welcome to the show. By the way, video captures this incredible moment. An eight-week-old says his first word. He's 8 weeks old, and he's talking. Are you ready?
Ready.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Here.
That's crazy.
Hello.
Hello.
What?
That's amazing. Lunchbox just shook his head.
Oh,
why
wow.
Why so?
Wow. I mean, that's pretty good.
Oh, are you changing your mind?
You didn't buy it.
Listen. At first, he was like, "That mom."
Well, at first, I thought you were saying that mom was the baby, and I was like, get out of here. That sounds like an adult. But then that baby, it does kind of sound like hello, but when a baby does stuff, you can make it sound like anything you want.
But here it is again.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, my gosh.
Is he saying hello, or is he just happen to be making a sound like
I think he happens to make a sound
There's
like
a
hello.
There's a hater we know. There
okay.
he is.
Well, he doesn't know he's saying hello.
He's just going, ah. And it
hello.
Hello.
8 weeks old. Now, does this baby... Is he just, if he doesn't do genius things his whole life, are they like, what happened?
Right. I know.
Now they all think that we have a genius baby. And if he's not jogging at one, they're like, he's broken. Yeah. What happened? So yeah, according to Baby Center, babies make sounds, but they never find words until like their first 6 months, but he did it in 8 weeks.
Ooh.
So impressive.
Lunchbox, did your baby do that?
I mean, I told him, I brought the audio in when he said da-da.
Oh, right. We didn't hear da-da.
We heard...
Hello.
Hello.
It sounds like a...
Hi.
The baby goes, greetings, mother.
Yeah. Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
So Amy and her husband got into a pretty big fight.
I mean, yeah, it was a parenting moment where we were disagreeing and it all went down and we even had company at our house and
Ooh.
It just
you got into a fight in front of the company?
Yeah.
Ooh,
I mean,
awkward.
It was awkward. I mean, but my husband kind of like shut it down. Like he just kind of, but then later when we talked about it, he felt like we were challenging each other in front of someone else and like that's just not cool. And I'm like, well, I didn't think the way you were handling it was
cool. Oh, wow. Okay, so set us up. What happened?
Okay, so Stevenson got like these little burger sliders from this restaurant, and then it comes with like a side of fries. Well, instead of a side, we got like a whole big container of fries.
Stevenson's her son.
Yes.
Who's 8 years old.
Eight. Yeah. Right. And so multiple people were going to be eating out of this container, right? And so when he was making his plate, he took his hands and went into the fry thing and dumped all, like, a lot. Of, it didn't matter how much, but his hands, like, touched all the other fries, even if he wasn't going to take them. And my husband was like, you can't do that, buddy, because we have other people here, and they're going to be eating those fries, and now you've put your hands all over them. So now you need to eat all of the fries that you touched, which had been all the fries in the thing. And so he put all the fries on his plate, and he was like, you're not getting up until you get done eating all the fries and your hamburger. And I'm like, okay, wait, I'm sorry. And I'm like not paying attention. I missed kind of what was happening. And then because I was talking to our friend that was over. And then I'm like, oh, wait a second. Hold on. What is happening? I'm like, no, you're going to make him eat a bunch of fried food because that's like not good for him. And he's like, well, yeah, that's the point. It's going to make him feel like yucky to where he's not going to want to touch the fries again. Like, who wants to eat a big old thing of fries like that? Especially he's little. Our son is so little. And so I'm like, no, I don't want him eating like that much fried food. It's not healthy for him. So I think the better plan is to take away all the fries and then we have to throw them away because he touched them and he has to see them go in the trash. And next time he'll know if he wants fries and doesn't want to ruin it for everybody else, he can't touch all the fries. He needs to like, you know, get a fork or a spoon and like put them on his plate. Right? That's what I think the better solution
is. First of all, we're not answering who is right or wrong right now. We're still here. No, wait, we are still hearing the story. So then, but what happens where you start challenging each other in front of the friend?
Well, that's how I'm like, whoa, I interrupt. Like, he's got a parenting thing. He's in his mind, it's like handled. This is what's happening. It's done. Then our friend is like, oh, yeah, my dad, one time I did something like that, or I wanted this like extra large milkshake and I swore I could drink it or whatever. And my dad was like, fine, if we get this, you have to drink the whole thing. And he's like, I got so sick. I never wanted a large, extra large milkshake again. But he's like, I learned my lesson. Mm-hmm. And then so my husband was like, boom, that's what I'm talking about. Like, and I was like, no, both of y'all, like, fine, y'all go off in your make kids sick world because like feed them a bunch of stuff that's not good for them.
Yeah.
Or they don't get it at all. Like, I felt like that was the more effective. Like, you still learn a lesson because it's a bummer. You don't get the fries anymore and they have to go in the trash. And yeah, especially because he wants the fries. But then also, you don't sit there and make them eat a plate full of junk.
Did it get tense with you and your husband?
Yes. Oh, it was awkward. My husband shut down. He was like,
well, I get that.
Yeah. Bobby mode. Yeah.
He went into like,
battery
I'm not even
dying.
Going. Because I'm not reenacting probably as frustrated as I was because it's like not, it wasn't in the moment. I was super frustrated because I just couldn't believe that was his go-to method. Eat all the fries.
Okay.
Because
do you want us to actually talk about the actual fight now? Because I'm still just listening to, I'm more interested in how you and your husband fought in front of somebody else.
Yeah. Well, I guess my husband, it didn't turn into like a big fight because he sort of shut down because he couldn't believe I called him out in front of somebody else in our house.
Which you do realize
is not good.
Is not good.
It's not good because he's the one that handled it first because he saw it happen. So that's how he chose to handle it. And then I swoop in in my mind, what I do is I correct the situation. And that was like not cool in his mind. So then it just was this, you know, you feel it in the room, the awkwardness, especially because my husband just like starts eating and not talking. And like, it just was awkward. But I was looking for validation that I was right. And so then I couldn't let it go. So I was just like,
you brought the other person in.
And I've been her with wine before where she does this to me too.
So I was like, I mean, am I right? Like, I'm right, right? And I'm like waiting for anybody to be like, you're right. But like, nobody's
okay.
Right.
Let's break
this
down.
Stevenson's just like, can I eat the fries? But okay. Guess what?
What? No, hold on. So first of all, I will say that I think you were wrong in how you went after it in front of everybody else and you called your husband out.
Yeah.
I do think you were wrong. And regardless if you're right or wrong on your answer to the situation, I think that you were wrong in going and challenging him. He handled it first.
Right.
Even if you feel he was wrong, maybe that's a talk you have with him later to go, I wouldn't have done it that way, but I respect you as the father. Mm-hmm. I should have let you do that.
I know.
Would you agree with me at least on that?
I do. Okay. And for the record, I apologized.
Yeah.
later.
There's just a place to do. Like for
that's
example,
good stuff right there, Bones.
For, and I hope you don't. I'm not stepping out of line, Amy. But I had to get on to Amy the other day outside of the room, and it wasn't to do in front of the whole room.
Yeah. So that's the analogy of us being the children or the guests, the other people in this scenario.
And it was just like, we just were in the room. I said, get on to her. We're adults. But I was like, hey, ABC, not cool. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
So, and we were done. But you could do it in public was not good. That would have been like me going ABC in front of everybody in here. That wouldn't have been cool.
Then we would all be like, ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah, you know. And also as a friend of Stevens and Eddie and Lunchbox, you can probably, Lunchbox's kid isn't really old enough to have like interaction yet, but like even having that kind of interaction in front of your kid sometimes sends a weird message to them, like, wait, who am I supposed to listen to?
It's key for both of the parents to be one and not argue, because if the kids see the parents argue, they're like, ooh,
because
okay.
That's like, guys, we're the parents, Andy, in this room.
And then our kids analogy. Like see us. But yeah.
Okay, now do you want to know how we feel about the situation?
Yeah.
You had the better idea.
Just write your answer down of who you think was right, Amy or Ben. And then you can go into it. But I don't want anyone making their opinion based on anybody else's argument.
No. I think we all listen to the scenario.
Okay, everybody listen. Mm-hmm. Let me write down what I think. Okay.
So it's either he has to eat all the fries, this is a big old thing of fries.
Your team, or no fries.
I'm team throw the fries away. Like
it's team Amy or team
for a
Ben.
Kid to see like, okay. Oh, now I get none of the fries.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to go over to Lunchbox first, who's the dad of a baby. Lunchbox, are you team Amy or team Ben?
I am team Ben.
Oh.
It's sort of like my best friend. He got caught with a pack of cigarettes when he was young, and his dad made him smoke the whole pack because that way he would never touch cigarettes again.
Okay. Eddie, you're a dad. You have two children, but you actually have four because you're fostering two
Correct.
Children. Are you team Amy or team Ben?
Bones, this answer was quite easy for me. Okay. I want to go team Ben.
Oh, what? Wow.
Why?
Yeah, I don't know. It's wasteful to just throw fries away.
Wow.
And it's definitely going to teach him a lesson to eat all the fries. He won't do that ever again.
You guys are both team Ben?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I am shocked right now.
Bones, you went Amy, right?
Yeah,
of course.
So, of course, I went team Ben.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah. Clean sweep.
And all three different dads.
He's going to hear this, and he's going to be like, what? Because we're obviously past the fight now. I mean, we definitely had a
fight. Oh, you're not past it. It's going back.
Let me tell you this. Amy and I were doing a podcast. It's like the second last episode of the Bobbycast. And somebody had asked us a question. We did a whole Q&A on the show together and all of us. And someone's like, last time you fought? And I was like, I don't know, because I don't really fight.
Yeah, Bobby doesn't fight.
I'm just like, you know what? There's something I talk about. The end. And Amy goes, no, I remember probably 10 years ago. And then she gets mad at me again from 10 years ago. It's on the podcast. And so don't tell me that you're not, the fight's over, because fight's never over with you.
What? No, it's fine. I told you, we talked it out, and I apologized for my part. But I mean, now he's going to feel like I was right. I was right, because Bobby, Eddie, and Lunchbox said so.
Well, there isn't a direct right answer. Like, you're not going to be able to. But we all feel like
you want
he
our
was
opinions.
Right.
You yeah,
want
he
our
was right.
And
then
to
you
got our it. Friend that was over, I'm very sorry.
Do we know him?
It's awkward. I think that you might.
Yeah.
You, if not, you will. They just moved to town. Anyway, it was like, hey, you should have dinner with us. Welcome to town. It's so fun living near us.
Well, there you go. Amy, thank you for your story.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Let's go over to Raymundo in the glass room with the news this morning.
In Philadelphia, 72 police officers have been removed from the street and placed on administrative duty over racist, sexist, and biased social media posts. In other news, officials in the Dominican Republic revealed former Boston Red Sox star David Ortiz was not the intended target of that shooting a couple weeks ago. They said the target was another man wearing a similar outfit. Ortiz is in a hospital in Boston, still recovering. And finally, in sports, it's a countdown to the NBA draft. It all goes down tonight in primetime on ESPN.
Bobby Bones, come on.
I get letters. I get letters. I get stacks and stacks of letters. Letters! Except it's mailbag.
Bobby's mailbag.
Hey, Bobby. My wife and I have been together for almost 10 years. She recently started a new Instagram where she posts photos of her latest outfits and current fashion trends. Fine with me, but she's constantly asking me to take photos of her so she can post them. It happens all the time. It's starting to annoy me. Over the weekend, she took me out to dinner. I thought it was nice. We had some drinks, enjoying company. But she ended up having me take some pictures of her while we were out. I got a little upset. She made a snarky comment about me being mad because she asked me to photograph her. Yeah, I don't have to do a photo shoot every time we go out. Do you have any advice on how you would handle this? Am I wrong for not wanting to take pictures for her Instagram? Or are Instagram husbands the new norm? Signed, Instagram husband. Now, I'm going to go to Amy on this one because you're married and this is the thing with you a little bit.
I feel like I hate to say it, but if she started that account and she's trying to grow it, she needs to post pictures. And if you're the one that's constantly with her, like you, you kind of have a new role. Photo taker.
Is he now an Instagram husband?
Yes, 100%. If she started a separate account solely to focus on outfits, which I know is, she probably, though, I think it's fair for you to have a conversation about, like, date night being separate a little bit. But you should want to help her grow that. If that's something she's passionate about, she can help you with things you're passionate about. All you have to do is take a picture. It's not that hard.
Well, that's not exactly true. I was with your husband earlier in the week.
Oh, what'd he say?
Well, it wasn't that.
We were taking Tell me more.
We were taking a picture of something, and he was taking, like, I know what it was. Somebody said, "Hey, Bobby, we take a picture with me," and they handed your husband the phone,
and he took like 100.
And he's moving the camera all around, taking like 100.
I told him to stop doing that. I told him to stop. No. He knows to stop.
I said, "Somebody looks quite skilled at taking pictures." He goes, "You know what? I'm conditioned at this point. You take a lot of them, and then anybody just gets to look at all of them and pick the ones that they like."
Mm-hmm.
So you have him trained, and he's like, "You know, husbands should have to take a class so we can learn how to do this more efficiently."
Well, some husbands are better than others. Like, my sister's husband is so good at it. Like, he can take, like, 1, 2 and done. And it's, like, awesome. Like, it's everything's just right. The lighting, like, he nails it. My husband, he does take 100. None of them are good.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Dang,
That's why he wants to take a class.
Hater in the house.
Yeah. Or like you say, with him not knowing how to fold the T-shirt, he's doing it really crappy on purpose so that I'll stop asking him to do it.
Mm. Lunchbox, you take any pictures for your wife for Instagram?
No, she doesn't really post. And if I'm this guy, I would go to my wife and be like, "Look, we were married before Instagram. I'm not an Instagram husband." And I would say, "You see that mirror right there? Take a picture in the mirror, post it on your Instagram. I'm done."
Why would you not want to help? Why would you not, like, make a deal?
Yeah, things evolve in a marriage.
Yeah.
This wasn't around when we got married, so.
I'm not a cell phone husband, so we're not going to call each other on them. Eddie, you and your wife?
No, she doesn't post or anything, but I would. I mean, I don't know, but I can see how it gets annoying, like trying to have dinner, though, and be like, "Ooh, picture real quick from my Instagram." I get that.
Mm-hmm.
I have an Instagram wife. It's Mike D a lot of times.
How many pictures does your Instagram wife take?
Mike D's really good, so 3 or 4.
Okay.
And they're always good. It's just like, which angle do I want?
Yeah.
So, but I think if it's here's my general rule. If it's important to the person that's important to you, it should be important to you.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So if it's important to her, make it important to you. You can have guidelines. But if it's important to the person that's important to you, it's important to you.
Yeah.
The end.
That's good.
But Amy, your advice is?
Take the pictures.
That's right. That's the mailbag, honey.
Sweetie. And that was Bobby's mailbag.
There you go. Bobby Bone Show. David in Virginia, what's up, bud?
Yo, Bones, what up?
What up, dude?
This is awesome.
Well, I appreciate you calling. What can I do for you?
Hey, so I have a dilemma that I want the show to answer for me.
Okay.
All right, so last year, my birthday is in October, and last year my wife asked me what I wanted for my birthday, and I was like, "I want to meet Bobby Bones." She was like, "Well, probably not going to happen." So she was like, "If Bobby Bones comes to Richmond, where I live, then I'll get you tickets." And I was like, "Awesome, cool." Well, January this year, we found out she's pregnant and she's due in October. And so is it rude of me to want to remind her of the deal she made with me last year because my baby's due in October?
So I think I'm coming to Richmond around that time.
Yeah.
And you're asking if you can, even if she's in labor, come meet me instead of going to the delivery of the baby?
No. Of course I wouldn't. I wouldn't miss the birth of my child. But
of course,
if like you're coming early October and she's due like the first week in October, so if she hasn't popped yet, is it still rude of me to want to go to the show?
All right, let's ask Lunchbox. He's the last one to deal with the pregnant wife.
No, dude. She made a promise to you, and she has to stick by her promise. That's the whole thing about relationships and promises. You make a promise, you fulfill the promise. If the baby isn't out yet, what's the big deal? I went to Vegas the weekend before my wife had a baby. I mean,
didn't know. Let's be honest. Let's talk about that in real time, though, because you didn't know she was about to have the baby, and you freaked out once you found out she was having the baby.
Yeah, I know. My baby came 6 weeks early, so I got lucky, and my wife probably would have killed me if I was in Vegas when she went into labor, but the thing is, she promised you last year, and so now that Bobby is coming, this is your opportunity. Don't let the child stop you.
Okay, I'd like to give the other side of that. In that one, I'm no real treat to meet. And then two, it's your wife. It's your baby. If she's not feeling good, you should be there with her. David?
Right.
If she's 9 months pregnant, about to have a baby, and she needs to be at home and someone rub her feet, I think you should probably pass on coming to see me and Eddie and the Raging Idiots and be with your pregnant wife. Amy, your thoughts?
I mean, yeah, definitely go be with your wife. But you can sneak away for a second if everything's fine.
4 hours.
Okay. Well, just got to monitor it.
I'm not trying to.
It's going
to
be a game day decision, I guess, right?
Would you come without her, David? Is that what you're saying?
Would I come without her?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yes.
Oh, I thought that's what he was like originally asking us. Like, if she didn't feel up to it, like, is he allowed to still go? And
That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, the answer is no. If she's not up to it and she wants you to be with her, you just stay with her. That's what I say.
Right. Ooh, you even run into if she says it's okay, is she really saying it's okay? Mm. Or is this something where, like, a few weeks later it's going to come back to bite you? Remember when you left me?
Has she been crazy hormonal, David?
Not yet.
Morning sickness?
She had morning sickness for a while at the beginning, but it's like worn off right now. So, you know, I'm golden. She doesn't like to shop anymore, which is great for me.
Well, listen, bud, I would just say play it by ear, but if there's even a chance that she doesn't want you to do it, you can't do it. Right? Pregnant wife overall.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
Smart.
It's not what Lunchbox says, but that's what we would say. Hey, appreciate that call, bud. Thank you, and good luck, and I hope we get to see you. Maybe the baby's out by then. Well, then you definitely shouldn't come if you have a newborn, right, Eddie?
Nah, probably not.
Yeah, probably. All right,
home,
bud.
Stay home with him.
See you later, bud.
Bobby Bones Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number 2's 30 Second Skinny.
Thomas Rhett says that being so open on social media has allowed his people to understand his songs better.
You can't listen to a song like Life Changes and get it unless you already got it. Like, if no one knew anything about my family, then Life Changes would have been a meaningless song to put out, because we would have been like, what are you talking about? And so it is really cool that people do know so much about our lives. It allows me in that way to be able to write at a way more personal level, I think, than if I didn't share about our lives.
Kelsea Ballerini says that there's a TV show she doesn't like, even though everyone else does, and it's the TV show Friends. She says she's not an avid watcher of it.
All right. Get over yourself, Kelsey. I get angry at her for that. I love Friends. Amy loves Friends.
So good.
Maybe it's a generational thing, but you like Friends more
than I love Friends.
All right, what else?
Lindsay L. dished on how fun it is to watch Brantley Gilbert be a proud dad.
It's so amazing to see him, like, I'll be like, hey, Brantley, how's it going? And he's like, oh my gosh, you need to see what little man just did. And he's, like, gushing about his little boy, like, spraying Amber, his wife, with, like, a hose or something. It's, like, it's the best to see him be a dad and just be so happy about being a dad.
There you go.
I'm Morgan number 2. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So there was a police officer who was also a dad, and he was also running the Chicago Marathon in 2007, but he died of an undetected heart condition. So some officers have been staying in touch with his family all of these years, and there was finally a graduation party for one of the officers' kids, and all of the former officers that used to work with him showed up to the party.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
That is cool.
Yeah, I know. So it's just like one of those things where, you know, someone, obviously he meant a lot to that force, to that police force, and they showed up for his kids. So
that's what it's all about right there for sure.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Georgia. There had been 25 different car break-ins in this one neighborhood, so police get called out on Monday morning to another car break-in. They're looking through the car, and they find a McDonald's breakfast burrito in the passenger seat. Uh-huh. The guy left it. So they go to the McDonald's, review the tape, see him, go back to that transaction, and bust him because he left the breakfast burrito behind. Mm.
So they went to the tape of him at
McDonald's buying the breakfast burrito.
Wow.
And he charged it to his credit card, so they're able to track him down.
Wow.
You never go on a robbery spree when you're hungry.
Is that the rule?
Okay. Yeah, because you leave your food behind and it gets you busted.
Oh, there you go. Well, there's your bonehead.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
The Bobby Bone Show.
Day before yesterday, I've been watching some of these Running Wild with Bear Grylls shows. Because I'm going to go do that show. I've been invited to go. I can't say where I'm going, but it's somewhere I never in my whole life thought I would go. And I'm a little nervous. And it's relatively soon that I'm leaving the country. But I've been watching Roger Federer. I watched him scale down a mountain and almost die.
What? He did?
Yeah.
Golly, and he's a pro athlete. Yeah,
he had to climb down a waterfall, a frozen waterfall.
Like
a
giant.
Yeah. And then, like Zac Efron in the wilderness.
Yeah, he's a buff dude, too.
And Marshawn Lynch almost like fell off a cliff. He had to like. This stuff's crazy. This Bear Grylls is. I think he's basically the British version of like the.
Crocodile hunter?
No. More like Navy SEAL.
Oh. British version of a Navy SEAL?
Yeah, look up Bear Grylls' resume. Because he does all these shows. So, but yeah, I have to go do it. And they don't tell me jack. I can't tell you where I'm going, so I can't give you any clues about what's happening. But they don't say much except.
Oh, he was in SAS.
Yeah, so I don't know what that is.
Or I think that's like the special services there. Or
special forces?
Special ops type situation. Wow. Survival instructor. Lieutenant Colonel, obviously, Yeah, he's pretty intense. Good luck.
So,
good luck.
All they told me was wear your clothes when I do go on the airplane, and then you're done. Nothing else.
You don't pack anything else?
I mean, I guess for toothbrush.
Whew.
But it's like after you get off the plane, you're running.
Wow.
So, and then people think that you just like go and sleep in a hotel. You don't. It's not that at all. You go, and they call it an adventure. And so then you do the adventure. And it's not just me. At nighttime, it's just me and Bear.
Yeah.
We have to build a fort and sleep in it with just a selfie cam.
Dang.
And I don't know if that's when we, like, have our heart-to-heart. Yeah. I'm not sure how that goes. That's the part that scares me the most, though. It's not...
The nighttime?
Yeah, the nighttime moment.
Please, son, don't go down.
More so, yes.
Oh, my gosh. He's climbed Mount Everest.
Yeah, he's hardcore. And... I've been like watching. I shouldn't watch those old episodes. Yeah. It's scary to me now.
Hey, but you're good on that stationary bike, though.
Yeah. I'd be like, Bear, is there a Peloton I can get on? Because I can really do good at that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm headed out relatively soon. Can't say when. Can't say where until they put it out. But I know Brie Larson's already done hers, who was in Captain Marvel, and yeah. I think they've said Rob Riggle has done his.
Okay.
So far this
season. That's kind of like you.
And I told you, they made me get tested for my athletic ability and my heart.
Oh, wow.
So I think they're going to make me do some nutty stuff. That's what I did. I've been watching these episodes getting scared. What do you look over
Well,
there?
There's so many different shows. Like, this is Running Wild.
Yeah. Okay. And that's where he takes celebrities out.
I was thinking, I'm just glad you're not on Get Out Alive.
Oh, wow. Get Out Alive.
That's probably just him, huh?
Or worst case scenario.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like a terrible show.
That's every day on this show. We already do that one.
I mean, ooh.
I'm the one where he takes a celebrity out and
yeah.
You have to like do something.
Mm-hmm.
And I was watching the one with Roger Federer, and he's eating like fish eyeballs. Like they catch a fish and they have to like cook it themselves and eat some of the raw. Yeah.
But if you're hungry, you're hungry.
He's like, Roger, we need energy. The only way to get energy is to eat what we can eat right now. So Roger, eat the fish eyeball. And he's like, what? Eat the fish eyeball, Roger. And he does. And he goes, oh, that's terrible. He goes, what did you expect, Roger? It's a fish eyeball.
That's cool. You've never met him before?
No.
Is it?
I don't think I meet him until you start the adventure.
Wow.
I don't think there's a time. Again, I've only had brief conversations. And they want me to know very little. But I got a heart check at EKG. They did a bunch of resting heart rate stuff. My swimming mattered.
Swimming?
Yeah, because I've done a couple triathlons, and they were like, you can swim, right? And I was like, what if I said no? They're like, but you can swim, right?
Kind of.
So, yeah. And then the show comes out a while. Something else I'll say, Family Feud, the Celebrity Family Feud version we did, because they don't have a date yet. We don't know exactly when.
Oh, we still don't have one?
And they're running the show, but there are like... 18 episodes.
Okay, yeah.
And they're just a couple ahead right now.
Yeah, because I saw they're already doing Celebrity Family Feud.
So we do not have a date yet. So there you go. Any question about this, Amy? Do you feel
now
good?
I want to go watch all these. Like, Kate Hudson did it. I want to watch her episode.
Okay. She survived. You're good.
Some of them are pretty easy. And I'm the least famous person by far. Whoa. So you know they're going to almost kill me.
Now we're saying just to make it interesting. Kate Hudson survived. It's fine. She's strong, Eddie.
No, I'm just
strong,
saying equally
woman.
To Bobby. I mean, compare Bobby to Beast Mode. I don't think so.
Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah.
Hey, Devin in Texas. How are you, bud?
Hi. How are you?
Oh, what's happening, Devin? You're on the air.
Hi. Oh, my God. That's crazy.
Well, it's happening, and you get to say whatever you want. What would you like to say?
Well, we're from Boston. We're visiting our friends that live in Austin, and we're driving back up to Boston. We're stopping in Nashville, so we figured we'd call because we've been listening to you all morning, and we're planning on listening to the podcast the whole way.
Oh, well, appreciate that. Well, thank you very much. Have a safe trip. That's a long drive.
Oh, thank you. We appreciate you.
All right, appreciate you. The Bobby Bones Show. The latest episode of the BobbyCast is up. It's an interview show I do from my house. And I had on Dustin Lynch, who came over, and we talked for a long time. He talked about when he released this song, Wild in Your Smile. He didn't even like it. He didn't want to release it. It was not for him, but he did it anyway because they made him.
The reason I didn't want to record it is because it's not what we could do well. And then I get the song that wasn't not going to be a single that I didn't want to record chosen for me to go next.
The label picked it as your single.
And, man, that started a dark, dark, my first dark time as an artist.
And what, you want to say what song that was?
Wild in Your Smile. Everything about
you, girl, is just I appreciated how open he was about that. You got some wild in your smile. Dustin Lynch went to college on a golf scholarship, which I thought was crazy.
Yeah, I want to be a surgeon. That instant gratification, man. You fix somebody that's broke. I think just being around, I don't know, maybe being around doctors at the golf clubs or something that had the nicest cars. It's probably, I think about to, you know, 16-year-old me, maybe why I thought that would be the path for me. I don't know.
So he's playing golf, meeting doctors because he was playing golf so well. Went all 4 years, graduated on a golf scholarship, which is pretty crazy, huh?
Wow.
He got a C in music class.
Vocal Music 2 was a class everyone took if they wanted to be in chorus, I guess junior and senior year, which was kind of the cool kids thing to do other than sports. And I got a C and I couldn't get in. I think it was I was talking to a lot of girls like in the back when paying attention.
So you were goofing off.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
And you didn't get into chorus, so then what'd you do?
Just got in a band.
There you go. So check out the podcast. It's Dustin Lynch on the latest edition of the BobbyCast. Search BobbyCast wherever you listen to your podcast. Bobby Bones. Yeah. Now time for a catch-up segment that we call Raymundo Demands an Answer because...
Raymundo Demands an Answer.
Raymundo Demand, and we call it this. Raymundo, good morning.
Good morning.
Where do you get these questions?
Internet. People write in, tweets, everything.
Okay, so these are all questions you get a lot of, and he's going to ask for answers. Go ahead, question number one.
Do you have air dates yet for Celebrity Family Feud or Running Wild?
Okay, well, we just mentioned that in the last segment. No, we don't. Celebrity Family Feud's already running, but they're not telling us yet. And I haven't even left for the Bear Grylls thing yet, Running Wild, so I don't know. So no, we do not. Next question.
Does Amy ever compliment her husband on the air?
Oh, what they mean is, does Amy ever compliment her husband on the air?
No.
You know what I mean?
What?
Because you're always making fun of him.
No, no. I tried. He wants me to downplay him on the air because y'all build him up.
Yeah, but you're always like, I can't believe he took it and he put our kid in the microwave.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that.
Well, yeah, I can't believe it.
You did?
Yeah.
Raymundo demands an answer.
But say something nice about your husband.
Oh, he's like one of the, it's just Father's Day and we're reflecting about all the things he does for us as like a family and as a dad. And it's been really amazing to see him this last year and a half, like morph into this new person. Like you don't see that side of someone until they become it. And I'm just like in awe of the kind of dad he is to them, and it's really special.
I think
to watch.
We like that one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We do like that one.
I love seeing that side of him because being like that and sensitive and all the things with the kids, that's not normal for him.
There you go.
Raymundo demands an answer.
What happened to the parked out by the lake guy in that song?
Oh,
ooh,
yeah.
Good question.
That is a good question. Remember this. This is Dean Summerwind. And I'm parked out by the lake, 80 miles from Santa Fe. He didn't want to be known as the funny guy. Dean Summerwind wasn't his real name, and he just wanted to be a real artist. Because he had a shot. He could have run with this, and he chose not to, actually. 80 miles from Santa Fe, and I'm still parked out here. Yeah, that's fine. This lake, 80 miles.
house from San Jose.
Dustin Christensen.
Yeah. He came in and played. He's trying to make it through Alardis, and he doesn't want to get tied into Dean Summerwin.
That's right.
So, yeah, that's what that one. All right, next up.
Raymundo demands an answer. This lady asked, her daughter requested a Bobby Bones party. Mm-hmm. Her daughter's 9. What's your advice for throwing the best Bobby Bones party ever?
You get plastic glasses for everyone. Mm-hmm. Plastic darkroom glasses, because I wear, you know, Buddy Holly Weezer glasses. You could probably do a lot of red.
Hoodies.
Yeah, you could put
red's your favorite
hoodies.
Color.
I mean, you could have all health food, like no
Bobby,
bread, no bread, grilled chicken only.
Sweet potatoes.
Not
oh, no, you're allergic to potatoes.
Yeah. My, yeah.
But like, he does like parfait sometimes, maybe.
What else do you suggest at a Bobby Bones birthday party?
Everybody box.
Everybody puts on boxing gloves.
Yeah. Boxing gloves
maybe
or cycle.
Exercise take, bike.
Or go ride bikes.
Yeah.
And everybody's got to be there early or you lock the door.
Is that, yeah, you have to be out of the house by 4 p.m.
If anyone's late, yeah, they can't come to the party.
Can't come to the party.
Oh, right. You're late? Like, you can't come in.
And but before, technically the party goes till 4, but go ahead and start kicking people out early.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Wow, this is such a shindig. Are there any more, Raymundo?
One more. Raymundo demands an answer. This one's about me. It says, has Raymundo given up on the Big Brother dream?
Oh, they did announce the cast for Big Brother,
mm-hmm.
And you were not in it.
They did do a Nashville guy.
Yeah.
Good-looking
I saw
dude.
Him. Very chiseled. They went for a better-looking guy. That's cool. I bet he doesn't have that great of a personality.
Okay. Wait, why would you say that? You don't know.
I'm
he's
just
older,
guessing.
Though. I think he's in his 50s, huh?
The Nashville dude? Or
yeah.
The, there was maybe multiple dudes from Nashville then. The one I saw was younger.
No, there was a Nashville guy, and he was younger, good-looking dude.
Oh, okay.
But there was also a 57-year-old from, like, Houston or something.
They rarely do really older people, so if you're not wheelhouse 20s, early 30s, probably not getting picked.
But I'm saying this should give you hope that somebody in their 50s got in.
No, yeah. That's awesome, but at the same time, do you really want to be the old person on the show?
But don't you want to be on the show, period?
I do, but that's who they vote out first. They always go after the old ones.
You're better looking than this guy, Raymundo. He may be taller than you. You're better looking.
How Vidi is chiseled.
That's a good looking dude right there.
You know that dude's going to be in the backyard lifting, working out, having a great time all summer in LA.
Are you
LA.
Jealous you did not get on Big Brother?
Nah, I have a blast with you guys.
Thank you.
Good answer.
And the chances of winning the show are very slim, so I'll play my odds. I'll stay here.
All right. Yeah. That's what I like
good
to hear.
Good job.
Raymundo, thank you. Are there any other questions you'd like answers to?
That's all I got.
Okay.
That was Raymundo demands an answer.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, Jared in Sacramento. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Bobby.
Pretty good, man. You good?
Yeah, I'm doing well. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, what's going on with you?
Hey, Bobby. I just want to call and just... Oh, hey, Amy.
Hey.
Team. I just want to call and say just thank you so much for all the positivity that you bring every day. I spent the last 6 years in the Air Force, so driving to work every morning, I turn on your show, and it just gives me such positivity to get through the day and just kind of get myself prepared to work mission.
Wow.
And now I just sit back, and as I'm driving an hour and a half to work now in Sacramento, I am just thinking of all the positive ways I can influence people. And now my advice is just, you know, hey, find that positivity, hold on to it, and get yourself through it. Whatever you're going through is temporary. And you know what? I'm going to figure out something, and we'll talk, and you can tell me something good.
Now look at this. He's using all the elements.
Yeah.
Look at this.
Well, yeah,
that's really
thank
cool.
You.
Well, thanks for that call, and appreciate you serving too, man. That's awesome.
Oh, thank you so much.
Glad we can be a part of, you know, helping. Hopefully, keep you entertained. That's awesome. Hey, it's a good call, Jared. Thanks again, man. Wow, look at that, Amy. I mean, no pressure, but now you got to nail this pile, and Jared's
I know.
On. Yeah, here we go.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So Netflix says that the Adam Sandler, Jennifer Aniston comedy murder mystery is like doing amazing on its opening weekend or week for that. Like it smashed the weekend record and on like throughout the week, it's on course to like beat Bird Box, which set the record with 45 million watches.
Yeah, I saw that it did 30 million. They say, by the way, there's no way to check their data. Because I can tell you so far, the people that have listened to our show from early this morning to now, 1 billion people. That's the same thing they can do. They can say whatever they want.
Oh.
I'm not saying they're lying, but we don't...
It's kind of like the best burger in the world,
well,
right?
Well, it says, according
yeah.
to okay. them,
world
yeah.
World famous.
Like,
yeah.
By who?
30 million accounts have watched it.
Yeah. And then they may have...
According
we have
to them.
No way to prove that.
Got it.
But some of our show gave it decent reviews. Morgan number 2 thought it was pretty good.
Yeah.
Raymundo loved it.
Love.
So... you know, what's it called? Dinner Mystery Theater?
Murder Mystery.
Oh, I literally thought it was a dinner mystery movie. Like, they sat at dinner and tried to figure out a murder.
No, they're on, like, a cruise, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, I'm going to watch it. Everybody started watching Bird Box, so that's why I was like, okay, fine, I guess I'll watch it. So that's kind of what's happening with this one.
Well, let us know. Give us that review.
Okay.
What else?
There's a guy that ate expired food for a year to prove a point that a lot of times the expiration date is meaningless.
Yeah.
I saw him. He was eating, like, expired yogurt, like tortillas that had been...
He ate a cup of yogurt months after its expiration date. Months. Tortillas a year past their expiration date. Heavy cream 10 weeks past the date.
Mostly what he learned too was use your own instinct. If it looks bad, don't eat it. But if it's fine, you've had it in the refrigerator, you can pretty much eat it.
Ugh. Yeah.
And if you're cooking it, like the meat. Because he said if it's deli meat, he doesn't recommend you like risk that because you're not going to cook it. But like the meat, if you're going to cook it, should be fine. He said it turns out the dates on food labels have little to do with food safety. Like whoever put out the food is basically like, this is when it's going to be its best. So eat it then.
Also, it's like the oil change. Like they just want you to get more oil changes. You don't really got to get one every 3,000 miles.
I mean, but yeah. I am so the person where if it's the expiration date, I'm like, oh, I better toss it right away. Like that was me in a box of spinach yesterday. It expired yesterday. So I opened it up and I was like, I think I maybe smell something, but I'm not sure. But because it was expired, I couldn't bring myself to eat it. Because then what if I get sick off of day old spinach?
Day old. And I think the guy was like a rich guy too. Like he was actually he's like a CEO somewhere.
He's a Mom's Organic Market founder. Yeah, he's a CEO, yeah. Scott Nash.
All right, what else?
Well, American women are timing their pregnancies to give birth in the spring.
Why?
Because, well, you know, what's that book? Didn't you read that book if you're born at a certain time?
Right. Like, Outliers. Blah, blah,
blah. Outliers, yeah. So people born in March or April, they're around twice as likely than those born in June or July to become CEOs.
Well, here's the theory behind being born at a certain time is that when you're young, even if you're 4 or 5 or 6 months older inside that group, you're physically... That's a big deal at 5 years old when you're 6 months older than other kids. Mm-hmm. So you develop faster and you're already stronger. And so let's say you're playing baseball at 5 or 6 years old and you're bigger and stronger. Then you make the All-Stars. You get extra training. So all of this starts to snowball itself into because you're born in that specific gap. It's very advantageous to, you're already bigger and stronger. So you get extra benefits and all those extra benefits kind of roll themselves into being a real big benefit later in life. So that may be why that type of... Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense. Yeah.
So there's that. And then also, moms figure if they give birth like in April-ish time frame in the spring, then they get more time with their baby in the summertime because summer just tends to be less hectic work-wise anyways. So depending on their profession, they get that like more time off.
Did you guys read Outliers? Anybody else but me?
No.
Yeah, it's good.
Good, huh?
Really good.
Yeah. Oh, Amy?
Really?
There you go.
Yep.
The Lunchbox read it.
Hey, it's a great book. You learn a lot. There's even the part where the, like a lot of the airplanes are crashing from Eastern culture versus Western culture, because in Eastern culture, you're taught when your superior says do something, you do it. In Western culture, your superior says something and you're like, no, but you're not right. I'm going to go ahead and you're not telling me the right thing about flying this plane. I can see with my own eyes and my own tools. So I'm not, and there are a lot more plane crashes and over there than here because of just how you respond to your superior, how you're taught to respond to your superiors. So it's things like that.
That's cool. Sounds good.
It's good. I mean, it's been out for a while now.
Okay.
It didn't just come out yesterday. Okay. Is that it, Amy?
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
And there's this whole... No, that's it. All right, that's Amy's pile. Thanks for hanging out with us.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Some Taco Bell workers in Missouri were caught in the act of helping a customer in need. An elderly disabled man ran out of gas in the restaurant's drive-thru, and 3 employees rushed to move his car. And then, not only that, they didn't just move him out of the way, they went and bought gas for him.
Wow.
The employees Caleb, Jessica, and Isaac all pushed his SUV into a parking space, and then Jessica drove her own car to get gas for the empty car. A witness said they watched it, and it's just a reminder there are good people out there.
Awesome.
Speaking of Taco Bell, you see John Party posted that he loves Taco Bell? And he was at Taco Bell on his Instagram?
I didn't.
Yeah.
No.
It's like his cheat meal.
Oh.
Yeah. Listen, we're on the road sometimes. I'd also do, full disclosure, I'm an endorser for Taco Bell. And I don't eat it every day. But man, I love Taco Bell.
True story. He goes hard.
And you go, what's your Taco Bell order? Just give me all the crunchy tacos. I don't need anything fancy. It's just from what you always had as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
3 crunchy tacos and some cinnamon twists, I'm set. I love it so much. So I'm not full of crap.
Mm-mm.
At least not about that.
He's not.
I love Taco Bell. The end. Shout out to them for that big deal right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Now time for the morning corny, but it's the investigative corny where Lunchbox, Eddie, and myself try to figure out the joke. And on the clock is 90 seconds.
Woo!
All right, did we get the last one right?
Yeah.
Oh, we're on a streak, boys.
We did, huh?
One in a row.
All right.
Amy, are you ready?
Ready.
Time now for the morning corny.
The morning corny.
What do you call a duck that gets all A's?
Quack.
Yeah, quack. It's got to be a
quack.
Wise quack.
Wise
quack.
A student.
Ace quack.
A, like a web A honor roll. What about the honor roll?
Like webbed feet. You're going with a webbed feet?
No. We're working out.
Duck.
We're spitball.
Bill. Duck bill.
Duck platypus. No.
Duck face.
It's got to be a quack.
Yeah, a wise quack. What's the question
wise
again?
Quacker?
Oh, wise quacker.
Ooh, what do you call a duck that gets all A's?
Wise quacker?
Yeah. It's a wise quacker.
Mike, where are we at in time? We have 30 seconds
left.
Yeah,
we got time then.
Oh, let's just say
what
things.
Else? Donald Duck?
First of all, I'd like to encourage people to listen to the Bobbycast. The newest episode's Dustin Lynch.
You're so cocky.
Lunchbox, anything you'd like to say?
Yeah, the Sore Loser show that Eddie Raymundo and myself do. Yeah. Listen to that and, you know, be good to your neighbors.
Be good to your neighbors. Mm-hmm. We still have like 15 seconds. Eddie, anything you want to say?
Yeah, if you're thinking about being a foster parent, I'm doing it right now. You guys look into it. It's a good thing.
That's cool. I like that too. And let me say Sleep Number. Fantastic mattress. We're just.
What are y'all doing?
Well, we have
we're killing time because we have the answer.
Yeah. Are you sure?
No. But that's our best answer. Wise quacker.
Yeah.
He's a wise quacker.
He's a wise quacker.
Quack, quack.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
The morning corny.
What do you call a duck that gets all A's?
All right, ready to celebrate, boys.
Come on.
What do you call a duck that gets all A's?
A wise cracker.
Hey! Hey! Trying to trick us.
Thank you very much. The morning corny.
Woo! Eduardo, take it away.
Clear eyes, full hearts,
can't lose!
Why are you being a hater on us, Amy?
I'm not. What? Are you kidding?
And
I'm
we got a chance
a
to
hater.
Promote things,
yeah,
Amy.
Yeah, and we got a chance, yeah.
I know. How was I hating at
all? If I had 10 more
all?
Seconds, I'd have totally been 23andMe. Yeah. I was going to run into all my sponsors.
I was
going
to go into LASIK.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
Good job.
Thank you very much. Hey, good team. Good work, team.
Good job, guys.
One of my favorite segments is talking about country music history. I do love country music, which is why I've been given the nickname
country music's youngest historian.
Thank you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On this day in
country music.
There are a lot of Garth ones, and they're all fantastic. On this day in 1991, Garth Brooks lands at number one on the U.S. country chart with his third studio album, Rope in the Wind.
Oof.
Which, by the way, itself would be, hey, what a cool day. However, it replaced his other album, No Fences, at number one.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Was that a whole year later?
So he had no, yeah, then he had, yeah. Isn't that crazy?
That's why he's the GOAT.
From Rope in the Wind, songs like...
Come on.
Yes, I will sail my best.
Can you name another one, Eddie?
Oh, yeah, Shameless.
Go ahead.
Rodeo.
Was Rodeo on that record?
Oh, yeah, number two.
Oh, it's not on. Oh, the track?
Yeah, track number two on all the right. cassette.
Also, Papa La Mama.
Oh, come on. Lord, how to
shine, Papa. And What She's Doing Now.
Oh.
Because what she's doing now is tearing me apart. Filling up my mind. And empty in my heart.
Take it, Bones.
I can hear the call each time the cold wind blows. And I wonder if she knows what she's doing now.
Dang, three-part harmony. Who are we, King Calloway?
Yeah.
The album, yeah, beat out his other album. Rope in the Wind went on to be number one for 18 weeks on the album charts.
Mm.
Garth Brooks has now sold over 170 million records. As of 2019, Garth Brooks is the only artist in music history to have released 7 albums that have achieved diamond status in the United States, which I believe is 10 million.
Wow.
The Beatles had the record of 6. Garth has 7. So there you go. And that is Today in Country Music. Boom.
That was
On This Day in
Country Music.
Bobby Bones Show.
Well, Amy's daughter goes to church camp. And not only was it her first church camp, but she'd never been away from the house for more than a day or two.
Right. And if she was spending the night not in our house, it was like because she was with my sister or something, or her grandparents, something like that.
So pre-church camp, she was pretty excited.
Yeah. I mean, she was the one that brought it to us, and she wanted to go, and we were hesitant, like, I don't know that you're ready for something like this. But she was so adamant she wanted to go, so we let her go.
And she's 12 now?
Yeah.
But she's only been in America for 2 years.
A year and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you're nervous, though, because...
Totally nervous, because she just has never been away at something like this. She's never even... Like, maybe growing up, you hear about camp, and you at least know about it, or you've got siblings that have gone to camp, or cousins or something. Like, she just... Like, there's no camp. But then I started to think, well, maybe living at the orphanage was sort of like camp every day. Groundhog Day camp, and not really that much fun camp, but camp nonetheless, right. Like spending the night with a bunch of people in a room, which she used to do. So she, right when she got back, I didn't know what she was going to say, like, this happened, I hated it, or I loved it, or what. And the first words out of her mouth, can I go back next year?
Yeah!
Oh, good.
So it was good. She was already, you know, but my main concern was like, her meeting friends or making friends, or what was that going to be like? And she said she didn't make any friends, but that's okay. I mean, maybe next time. We still have that to go on. But, and I guess some of the girls she was sharing a room with, like sometimes there was issues, but I think it was just like kids.
Okay.
Well, I don't know all the details yet because we're still going through the conversations, but I don't know if it was just like normal kid stuff, girl stuff, or they just weren't like getting along. But still figuring that out. But she was pretty adamant that she did not make friends.
Wait, so she didn't make any friends, but she had a great time?
She had so much fun because they did fun things. She said her favorite thing that they did was a lip sync battle. And they had to get on stage and they got to pick whatever song they were going to do. And then they made up a routine that goes with it. So there was like arm and head motions and all the things. And then in the middle of her song...
What'd she do?
Like they're up there singing. Well, she was in a group of like... four. So like her and three girls are on stage like doing the whole routine and lip syncing, and then all of a sudden at this like big part of the song, like someone runs on stage and starts doing backflips. And I was like, that's a really good idea, because y'all recognize that was like the power moment to like bring in like a stunt. And it was so cute. She did her favorite song, which is Don't Let Me Down.
Oh, don't.
Don't let me down. Yeah, there you go.
Don't let me down.
But the girls she did the group with, they weren't her friends?
Don't let me down. Listen, I don't think the girls she did the lip sync with were her roommates. I think it was more of a roommate situation. Like, they didn't, that's who she spent the most time with. And yeah, she was like, I don't think that that's who I would want to hang out with. I don't know that. There's other stuff. I don't want to call anybody out. There's just stuff that she's just not used to. Like, maybe like language or how they were acting.
Yeah.
And she's just not.
I felt
used
that way
that.
Around some of these guys too in here.
Yeah, we're sorry about
not
that.
No, but I mean, when I think back of my time at church, there was always like, there was a group of kids that, I mean, sometimes they just talk differently or did differently, but it didn't make them like bad, but it didn't necessarily mean they cut it off right when they went to church camp or something.
Right.
But she had a great time. The lip sync battle was her favorite part. I think she wants to go back solely for that. I'm like, well, you know, we can do that at the house. Let's do it.
But can you do backflips?
No, but she did start gymnastics. So maybe she will start to be able to do it. But yeah, I'm happy that she had fun. Me too.
What about her little brother when she was gone? Was he happy she was gone?
No, every day he'd say, I miss Dashira.
Really?
Yeah. And I was like, do you know what that, are you sure you miss her? Because you kind of, I feel like you like this attention and everything's really cool. And he just, but he would say, no, I miss Dashira. And when she came in, oh, she saw his hair. And so,
with a chunk or
no,
shaved?
No, shaved. Yeah. And so she laughed at him like right when she saw him. And then he was like, what? And he was like, Dashira's make me cry, because he already felt insecure about his shaved head. And so I had to go pull her aside. And I'm like, you know what? Every single day he said, I miss Dashira. And I said, and you come in and the first thing you do is laugh at him. I was like, I get it. The haircut does look a little funny. I was like, but we need to love him and he missed you. So, but I like that they interact like that too, because it means they're like acting like brother and sister.
Right.
So that's cool.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there you go. Take a little update.
Bobby Bones, come on.
Now time for our game called Riddle Me This. Well, I'll just give you a kid's riddle. Write your answer down. We'll do three riddles. I'll ask you a kid's riddle. Let's see how many you can get right. If you win, you get to say, riddle me this. If not, you don't get to say it. What stays where it is when it goes off? Riddle me this. What stays where it is when it goes off? Riddle me this.
I'm in for the win.
Yeah, I think
I'm
I got
in.
It.
Okay. Amy?
A light.
Lunchbox?
Alarm clock.
Eddie?
A light bulb.
Mike, what do you think about this? Lunchbox, only one that got it? All right, Lunchbox, you got it.
What is it?
It's an alarm clock.
Oh. Yeah, we didn't get, Amy, we didn't have that.
All right. Riddle me this.
Dang it.
When it goes off.
What has a bottom at the top of them? What has a bottom at the top of them? Riddle me this. What has a bottom at the top of them?
Bottom.
All right, kids. Amy?
I guess a lake.
A lake. Lunchbox.
I put a shelf.
A shelf.
I didn't have anything.
What has a bottom at the top of them, Eddie?
Put a beer bottle when you drink it.
Oh, no.
Bottoms up.
Okay, Eddie, don't
Kids
laugh
riddle.
At me saying a
Kids
lake.
Riddle.
All right. Cook bottle when you drink it.
What has a bottom at the top of them? Your legs.
Oh, okay.
No bottom.
Oh, I get it.
I get it. Yeah, your bottom.
Bottom.
Dang it.
There you go. All right, one more. Riddle me this.
So far, Lunchbox only has one?
Yeah. I am the only organ that named myself. What am I? I'm the only organ that named myself. What am I?
Okay.
I'm the organ that named myself.
All right, 5 seconds.
I'm in.
Name that organ. Played that game before. Never works out well.
Name All right. myself.
I'm the only organ that has named myself. Let's go over. Lunchbox, you're in the lead. Go ahead.
Brain.
So dumb.
Your brain's the only one that thinks it can actually.
Woo!
Amy?
Yeah!
Brain.
Yeah, brain. Eddie?
No, I had pipe organ.
You had pipe.
I don't know why
you
I had pipe organ.
Organ. You mean like the church?
Yeah.
You think the church organ named itself.
Right.
Yeah.
But no.
No. There he is. He wins every time in this game. This is not bad.
Woo!
Pushing Eddie.
He's pushing me for no reason.
No. You get mad when I don't sing your song, so be excited for me.
You want me?
No, I don't want you to sing. I want you to be excited. Clap.
Can I do a riddle with me this with you?
No.
Okay.
All right,
did you tie me?
No.
No, then you can't.
Okay. All right, here we go. And here's your victory. 3, 2.
Riddle me this.
That hurt me like chest a little bit. All right, there he is. Big winner, Lunchbox, everybody.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
A Texas woman was flying back home from Denver. She was headed to Houston, and she had her great-great-great-grandmother's ring on, family heirloom, and she gets off the plane, and she realizes, oh, no, the ring fell off. They look for a little bit, can't find it. It's the last flight of the night, but the United Airlines flight attendants stayed for an extra hour,
wow,
combing the plane, found the ring, got it back to her.
Wow.
They did not have to do that.
Nope.
That's awesome.
They could have just went home. And you know what? No one would have even thought less of them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a good one. And I bet she is so grateful, too. There you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Hey. We're going to do a segment called Time Marches On because
Time Marches On.
I tweeted out, Amy, I went to the gas station.
Time
I don't like going to the grocery store, so I'll do my grocery shopping at the gas station. And I go in, and I like to do gas station supermarket sweep. Because you get everything I want. Because I can go down an aisle, and Amy, I can buy any granola. There's this, I can buy any granola bar I want. I can afford any granola bar.
Yeah, or any candy bar.
Yeah, and I'm just like, this is amazing. Like, as a kid, I wanted that feeling so much where I could just get whatever I want at the gas station. And so I'm buying this stuff, and I got, and Amy was trolling me on Instagram, by the way, because I bought like.
He had like two or three Quest bars and a Fiber One bar, and I just said, wow, that's a lot of fiber happening. It is. Like, that
body
was
party,
a lot.
Dude.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, I'm behind this kid who looks like he's 15, and he's got some Michelob Ultra, and I'm like, there's no way this kid doesn't get carded and two gets away with it. I'm talking about, he's a child. And so he goes, he puts it up on the counter, and the guy goes, all right, and the kid walks out with it. And I'm like, are you kidding me? And they're citizen's arrest.
Yeah.
But I want to do citizen's carding.
Yeah.
And be like, I demand to see your ID. I didn't.
I would have hated you in high school.
Well, yeah, like that's
I
not
didn't.
Cool.
Me,
man.
But he looked like he was 15 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like I'm probably getting older, and he probably was of age. Oh, I don't know. It's close, though.
Time marches on. Time marches on.
Time marches on, because I think I probably saw someone 21 buy beer, and I thought he was a kid. So that's my time marches on. Amy?
Well, I had a sneezing attack the other day, and I couldn't get over like this back pain that I have. But now it's really affecting me when I sneeze. But I was sneezing and sneezing and sneezing. I don't know if there was something in my house. And I finally just had to like lay down in a weird like fetal type position to sneeze. Because if I was sneezing standing up, I would like jolt to the ground anyways. I was like, well, this is hurting and this is awkward. So I just put myself in a position that was easier to sneeze.
You went full fetal sneeze.
Yeah, like I couldn't lay flat to sneeze because then it was like, oh, right. And I kind of felt it. But I felt like if I got more like fetal-like, I was already kind of hunched over. So that way when my back wanted to bend when I sneezed, it didn't hurt as bad. So
that's a violent sneeze.
It was just this over and over and over. Like I couldn't stop sneezing.
Yeah. Time marches on.
So
the girl can't even sneeze.
I know.
Can't sneeze young anymore.
Can't.
Lunchbox time marches on.
My wife and I went to dinner couple nights ago, and we go, and there's someone playing music, and they sat us close to where the person was playing music, and after we're sitting there for about 10 minutes, we asked the waiter, we're like, listen, that music's too loud. Can you move us somewhere else? Like, it's really loud. It's hard to talk.
Oh, no.
And so we had to move to, like, the back of the restaurant where we couldn't hear the music as loud.
Time marches on.
Getting older, everyone.
Time marches on.
Producer Eddie?
Oh, look, I like to play golf, right? But I really needed these, like, golf shoes, new golf shoes. And I go to the store, and they have some cool golf shoes now that look like just regular tennis shoes. You would love them, Bones, because you're a shoe guy. And I was like, man, these are really cool. But then I was like, I need to go for comfort.
Oh.
Like, I'm just, you know.
Comfort over style now.
I chose comfort over style, and I picked the nerdy-looking golf shoes because they have better soles.
When I tweeted that I saw a 15-year-old buy beer, Eddie said he saw a 10-year-old driving a car.
Oh, yeah. I, whatever you said, I'm with you, man. I see it all the time. The other day, it's like that, there's no way that kid's 16. He looked 12.
Morgan, number two, now you're only 25. What's, are you getting older?
I don't think I'm there yet.
Oh,
what?
Hater. Raymundo?
Yeah, I went and got some work done on my car, and they're giving me a rental car. And he goes, I can put you in a Denali Escalade, these really cool-looking SUVs. He goes, but I got a sedan that gets 30 miles per gallon. I said, well, give me the better mileage, dude. Give me that one. Give me the sedan.
Yeah, we're all getting older.
Time marches on.
There you go. Time marches on, everyone.
The Bobby Bones Show.
That's going to wrap it up for us. Thank you, everybody, for being here. Amy, what's going on with you? Anything?
No, nothing crazy. You know what I think I might be getting for the first time in a really long time? Is a spray tan.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just have been doing it myself, and I haven't gotten one professional, but I'm going to be going to the lake.
Don't let that fool you, though. Sometimes you feel like you're tan, but spray tan, and you get burnt because it's not a real
tan.
Oh,
no. I have SPF, like, 80. I'm not going to be, I get it. I get what you're saying because you feel like, oh, look at me, I'm so tan, but I can't be fooled. You're right.
How's mine look?
Yours looks fresh.
Thank you very much because it is.
Did you get one?
Fresh to depth spray tan. Thank you very much.
I know. It's going to feel good, all that even coverage. Because when I do it myself, I feel like it looks good, but I definitely mess up a lot and then I have to get my husband to help me because I can't reach certain spots.
That's why I wish I had a husband.
Yeah, for that reason.
It comes in handy.
Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you on tomorrow's show. Dave Ramsey will be in. Talk about money. That guy's always so entertaining.
Yeah.
Talk about house, how much you spend on a house based on your pay, engagement ring, cars, all this stuff. So tomorrow, Dave Ramsey. Also, the new Dustin Lynch Bobbycast is up. Search Bobbycast wherever you listen to podcasts and check that out. Yeah, that'd be good. Also, tomorrow morning, King Calloway's in. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got a big show tomorrow. Yeah, it'll be a good one. Thank you. See you then, Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram. Bye, everybody.
On Twitter and Instagram. Mr. Bobby.